Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A BBC investigation has found that Russia lost nearly a quarter more troops in the second year of its invasion of Ukraine compared with the first 12 months. Olga Ishina is from BBC News Russian, which took part in the investigation.
For 2 years, we have been watching the expansion of military graveyards in more than 70 locations across Russia. By cross-checking thousands of names on headstones against local and social media reports, we have identified more than 50,000 Russian fighters killed in Ukraine. This figure is 8 times higher than Moscow has acknowledged. This reflects a shift in tactics. Prisoners have been recruited with the promise of freedom after 6 months of service. We tracked more than 1,000 inmates from the day they signed up to the day they died. More than half died within 12 weeks of arriving on the front line.
The United Nations Human Rights Office has called for all involved parties to address an increasingly humanitarian crisis in Gaza and to help stem rising violence in the occupied West Bank. The UN's Human Rights Chief, Volker Türk, said Israel continued to impose unlawful restrictions on the distribution of aid to Gaza, something the Israeli government denies. Andrea Di Domenico, the head of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in the Palestinian Territories, echoed his comments.
In terms of the impact on the famine, the problem is that it's not just about food. The problem is that malnutrition, famine is a much more complex. And because of the quasi-total destruction of all civil infrastructure, health, water-related, sanitation-related, it's much bigger than simply, you know, bringing in flour and bake a few loaves of bread or pita.
Polls have opened in the Solomon Islands in an election in which China's growing regional influence is a major issue. The Prime Minister of the small Pacific nation says he'll deepen ties with Beijing if he's re-elected. His main challengers want to reduce China's presence on the islands. Zambia has made an appeal to the international community for $900 million to deal with its worst drought on record. Half of the country's population has been affected. Here's Klitsia Sala.
In a televised speech, President Hakainde Hichilema made the formal appeal for emergency assistance, in his words, with a heavy heart. He said the funds would help provide humanitarian aid and food assistance for half of the country's population. The dry period has affected much of the central and southern regions since mid-January, destroying two-thirds of the country's corn crops. Mr. Hichilema had previously declared a national disaster at the end of February. The crisis poses a threat to national food security as well as water and energy supply.
Klitsia Sala reporting. BBC News. British members of Parliament have overwhelmingly backed plans to ban anyone born after 2009 from ever buying cigarettes. The proposals are amongst the strictest anti-smoking measures in the world. They also include restrictions designed to make vapes less appealing to children. The bill was championed by the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, but his critics argued the law would limit personal freedom. The judge hearing Donald Trump's fraud trial in New York has said his hopeful opening arguments can begin next Monday. It had been thought the process of selecting 12 jurors could take weeks. Our North America correspondent is John Sudworth.
The court has made quicker progress than many legal experts had anticipated, as the potential jurors are questioned and then either selected or, in most cases, rejected. Many have openly admitted that given their preconceptions of the man seated in the courtroom in front of them, they are unable to be fully impartial. 7 have so far been chosen. The final 12, along with 6 alternate members in case of illness, will face the weighty task of deciding a case fraught with consequences, not only for Donald Trump, but for America.
John Sudworth reporting. Kenya's police chief is being sued over comments he made about striking medics. As a walkout by staff reaches its 5th week, 9 civil society groups accuse Japhet Koome of denying healthcare workers the right to protest. On Sunday, Mr. Koome ordered police to take action against the demonstrators, who he said were becoming a public nuisance. He refused to apologise. Kenyan healthcare workers calling for better pay and conditions continued to protest on the streets on Tuesday, despite a heavy police presence. In football, Paris Saint-Germain have beaten Barcelona and Borussia Dortmund have overcome Atletico Madrid in 2 high-scoring quarter-final matches in the European Champions League. The French and German teams will now face each other in a 2-leg semi-final. BBC News.